Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Yes, everything right in your front pocket or back pocket, wherever you carry things. Maybe in your bag. What about the bags? Riggins, what about the bag?
What about the bag? Who's going to help me with the bags? carry us with you.
In your bag.
In your bag.
In your bag. And this is now trending. Hurricane Helene bringing catastrophic, catastrophic storm set to make landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. And it's scary. Some of the video, I mean, you know, evacuation orders are in place in a lot of places. And I think it was the mayor of Tampa that said, listen, people in Tampa are used to these kind of storms. The problem is Tampa is one of the fastest growing cities in America.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people that are here that aren't used to this kind of weather. So we're trying to over communicate and tell them how dangerous this storm is.
Yeah. And, you know, Cat 4 is really big.
Yeah.
Because Cat 5 is the biggest, right? And you say cat if you're cool in the weather business.
Yeah.
So I'm basically a meteorologist, climatologist, pretty much, without the school.
It's Cat 4. It's Cat 4.
It's a Cat 4.
And then there's Florida residents saying, oh, you know, you just follow where Jim Cantore's going. Because wherever he ends up is where it's going to be the worst. So everybody kind of keeps their eyeballs on him.
Yeah. But I'd go the opposite way when you see him come and go where he came from.
Yeah, go the opposite way.
Yeah, for sure.
So Hurricane Helene, the top trending topic today. I'm praying for everybody. We're all praying for everybody in our listening areas and outside of them. Be safe. Caitlin Clark is also trending today. The Indiana Fever's playoff run has ended, led by Caitlin Clark in her rookie WNBA season. They fell to the Connecticut Sun yesterday. So she's Rookie of the Year, WNBA Rookie of the Year. A lot of celebrations.
She did officially win that?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Okay, good. The AP one, at least. I don't know if there's other ones.
Yeah. But then the WNBA put out this statement shortly after. They said, the WNBA is a competitive league with some of the most elite athletes in the world. While we welcome a growing fan base, the WNBA will not tolerate racist, derogatory, or threatening comments made about players, teams, or anyone affiliated with the league. And it goes on. So it was interesting timing. I don't know what's going on the internet, but they felt the need to make a statement about it. So I don't know. People are threatening over the WNBA. It's like, get a hobby.
Yeah. So I don't know what – I guess they're accusing some of the players and all because of, you know, the way they've treated Caitlin Clark.
No, I think they're talking about the fans.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah, so maybe they're doing some of that and all that, but
– I don't know.
It's a shame, though, that that kind of thing has to take away from her accomplishment of being Rookie of the Year. You know, she's the Rookie of the Year, but we need to let everybody know – this negative thing is going on, and and that gets more headlines and more attention than the fact that she won the award. Is that if people are acting crazy like that?
I don't. It's like you're awfully fired up about the WNBA if you're making threats against people that play in the league. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
So Caitlin Clark, one of the top trending topics today.
But she did save the entire game of basketball. You know, nobody was watching any kind of basketball. but Caitlin Clark came along and she actually saved sports.
Is that right?
She saved sports in general.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
Today's a special day, but it seems like this special day comes up as a special day about every month. So we'll tell you what it is and tell you how we're going to celebrate it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Make sure you go download and subscribe. We would love that. Or subscribe and download. Oh, thank you very much. So, again, I find myself overjoyed this morning because of the Zozo Zodiac. Ooh. As everyone knows, I plan my life every day by the horoscopes. And today happens to be another National Pancake Day.
Is it again?
Yeah.
It was just National Pancake Day a couple weeks
That's
ago,
That's what
wasn't
I'm
it?
Saying. Or maybe it was International Pancake Day or whatnot. So, much to my joy, I happened to find in all of my my astrology literature this morning, what type of pancake is perfect for your sign, for you? What's your best pancake for according to the zodiac? Riggins, okay. Mr. Cancer. Uh-huh. Lemon ricotta pancakes.
What?
Lemon ricotta.
Just what I want, cheese and lemon.
In addition to being both bright and tart, Cancer rules the stomach, and natives are prone to gastro upset, which you are.
That is true.
And outright belly aching.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So for evidence, look no further than Cancer and avowed vegan Jaden Smith. You and Jaden.
I don't get it.
Who waged a Twitter war against the Four Seasons Hotel in Toronto for quote-unquote spiking his stack of lemon ricotta pancakes with cheese in an attack that left him surprised to be alive.
Yeah, that's a...
Death before, but not because of dairy, my dudes. That's what this person wrote.
Okay? Well, I model my life after
dairy. So, Rob is a Scorpio. This is great. Scorpio is the potato pancake.
Okay, yeah.
That's your best pancake. You should pair yourself with
what is
the potato pancake. And mine, being a Virgo, for once, my sign and my month or whatever, like I was saying yesterday on a calendar, when you flip through the old school calendar, my month, September, was always the ugliest picture. And so I usually get those types of things in these horoscope deals, but today I got good ones. Okay. Cinnamon roll pancake.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. By far the best ones we've talked about.
Yep, because Virgos are big on presentation, preparation, and perfection, and are apt to full-out spiral when their plans and pancakes are derailed. And y'all know I will spiral out of control in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Ugh. So I'm going to have to go today and get some cinnamon roll pancakes. But I could just deal with cinnamon roll. I don't need it in pancake form. I'd much rather have just a big old cinnamon roll.
I totally agree.
Than any type of pancake.
Absolutely.
Although I do love the potato pancakes, because they're kind of like hash browns.
That's what I'm thinking. That's hardly a pancake.
When you said, I was like, I don't know what that is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's potato, like hash browns, chopped up potatoes and shredded potatoes and made into a patty and fried.
I mean, it doesn't sound bad.
No, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. It's delicious, but there's Rob today, the big old potato pancake.
Good potato for you. Pancakes.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
My name is Riggins, and I like to tell everybody I'm really busy. That way they leave me alone. But in reality, I'm following stupid stories like this. But this really wrapped me up yesterday. There is some drama on the internet that says Texas Roadhouse is making their rolls smaller.
Yeah.
Shrinkflation.
Mm-hmm.
And people are pointing them out. They're taking videos, sharing them online. But Texas Roadhouse has had enough of it. They are sending out their own people and posting follow-up video responses saying, no. They're not getting any smaller. Although we do lose money on the rolls. That is absolutely true. A lot of restaurants do that. This is more because of the baker not letting the dough rise enough to make them big enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because they get in a hurry. They got to get those orders out. Mm-hmm.
I would think there's a lot of pressure. If you're the roll person at Texas Roadhouse, and that's kind of what they're known. I mean, these delicious, soft yeast rolls that come for free.
Mm.
They are so good. And that cinnamon, honey butter, whatever that stuff is, there's probably a lot of pressure at your station to crank them out as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But there's got to be some oversight. We got to make sure that this roll is the same on Tuesday as it is on Sunday. And they, it sounds like they... Somebody is dropping the ball over there.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if they're those refrigerated or frozen balls of dough, and they have to sit out for a while before they put them in the oven, or if they're, in there making them from scratch, and they're not letting them rise enough and punching it down. You got to punch it down.
I picture them making them from scratch somebody's got flour on their nose, just like the the biscuit maker at Bojangles. Don't they make their homemade biscuits? That's a important job if you work at one of these places,
mm-hmm. and so, a thankless job too. Mm-hmm. Probably
it might be thankless
because that's the most enjoyable thing a lot of people have at that restaurant. They love the rolls so much.
Yeah,
And the role person never gets thanked. Oh, unsung heroes, I guess, is what they would be called.
It's true. And I don't care what anybody says. You see those videos all the time of people going to that restaurant with the throwed rolls where they're sitting at their table catching them. I think that's in Missouri.
It's Lambert's restaurant in Alabama.
Oh, is it in Alabama? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do those rolls look as good as the rolls you get at Texas Roadhouse?
I've had them. I've been to that restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're more dense. Hmm. Yeah.
Are they as light and fluffy as the Texas Roadhouse?
No, that's what I said. They're more dense, but they're soft. And they're not better. They're just as good. Put it that way. They're just different.
All right. Well, I thought they were in Missouri. I was going to be like, those rolls, are trash. But now that I know they're in Alabama, I won't say anything about it.
Well, there may be a place in Missouri that does that, too. But the original home of the throwed rolls is a place called Lambert's in Alabama.
All right.
Foley, Alabama is what the name of the town is.
I'm sure Cape Girardeau, Missouri has great rolls.
Exactly. You know what? I take everything back. Everybody's got great roles. Everybody's so great.
But Riggins, I guess the original moral of the story here that we take away with Texas Roadhouse is you got to slow your roll. Woo! That's right. Oh, God. They're getting too fast. Popping those rolls in the oven. You got to slow your roll. If you want them to be big and good, we need to get T-shirts that say TJ and Riggins, slow your roll with a picture of a roll on it, like a yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, you sure can tell it's a Thursday. Am I right?
Radio show podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, there are new dating trends on the horizon. And, you know, I love to keep up with the dating trends. I need to make sure that that all my young single friends are doing it right. You know, I'm looking out for y'all.
Okay.
Riggins. So, Plenty of Fish, or if you're cool, POF, put out the top dating trends to expect next year. The top five are yap trapping. That's one. When someone just talks about themselves on a date and doesn't ask questions.
Yeah, that's
yap trapping. Freak matching.
Is somebody going to match my freak?
Connecting with someone over shared quirks and general weirdness.
Yeah.
Grim keeping. Not grim reaping. Grim keeping. Bonding with someone over your darker side or shared dislikes.
Oh, that's fun.
It's kind of like when women marry brothers, they bond over how much crap they talk about their mother-in-law together. That's what they have in common is criticism of their mothers-in-law. Being smutting. That's when you fantasize about things from shows or movies happening in real life.
Oh, yeah. Bridgerton, 50 Shades of Grey. Mm-hmm. They want a romance and dangerous stuff for relationships early on.
Yeah, because that puts the expectations so high on there. You just will end up lonely and watching Bridgerton.
Exactly.
And sticking with the emphasis on ick. That's pursuing someone after looking past an initial ick or something superficial you don't like.
You're going to have to, because if icks now include, like, when he uses his turn signal, it's an ick. You're going to have to.
Okay, well, I have a personal story about that from my family. You know, Jody's sister has twins. One's a boy, one's a girl. They're in middle school. Well, the girl one just broke up with her sweet, cute boyfriend because he called her sweetheart twice, and it gave her the ick.
Hey, sweetheart. How old are they?
Middle school.
Middle school? Yeah. Hey, sweetheart.
But
yeah.
And then she even told him, because like, why would she just break up? Why not just tell him, hey, don't call me that anymore? She said, so Jody talked to her sister, and her sister told her that, why? Just tell him you don't like that.
Yeah.
And she did, and he goes, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I won't do that anymore. But it was too late.
Oh.
She already started looking at him differently.
Oh,
she
no.
said, I really like him. I want to be his friend, but I don't want to be his girlfriend anymore like that. Just because he called her sweetheart a couple of times.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and but that's the way the social media and the young generation is. Like Riggins said, they get ick when a guy uses his turn signal because he's, I guess, was he too cautious? And
yeah, like it's very feminine to use a turn signal. Just make the decision and go.
Yeah.
I mean, they're crazy, so yeah.
So yeah, there are going to be a lot more lonely people watching Bridgerton by themselves and stuff like that. Other, you know, types of weirdo shows, Lord of the Rings type shows and things like that, dragons and all that,
mm-hmm.
because they get the ick too easily and then make that a hill on which they choose to die,
like nude flats and bone colored.
Yeah, I wasn't in a relationship with those girls when I used to do that, and we just dated once.
So what?
Yeah. All right, we're out of time.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Got some good news and I got some bad news for Technically Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news, Disney Plus is now officially cracking down on password sharing. They announced this a while back, and every streaming service is going to do it. But yeah, they're actually cracking down. They'll allow you to add one extra member on the account, but they're putting it in place, so you're out of luck. Sorry.
I think it's $10 per person to add to the plan.
Yeah, so after two? So for the third person, no, it's 10?
I thought it was like one household, and then you can add another household for like $10.
Oh.
I thought that's what I may be wrong, but that's what I... But I'm not happy about it.
Do you pay for your Disney Plus?
I do. I pay for my Disney Plus. My cousin pays for our Netflix, and we're in different households.
Yeah, right. I knew there was some weird setup going on with his streaming services. But on the upside, the new movie, The Wild Robot, is now in theaters, and I thought, oh, that's a movie for Rob. He's going to go love that.
I was going to go see Transformers 1 today, on a premium screen, and that movie's on premium screen today now, as of today. I was so upset this morning.
So you're going to see both? You got to see both?
No, I have no idea what this movie is, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
I've not heard of this one.
Yeah, this is an animated movie. It's very childlike, and I thought, oh, this is just for Tech D. Rob. Yeah. He's going to love it.
He cries at all animated projects, I think.
If they're,
they make you cry more than real life type, like action movies and stuff.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
He told us last week off the air, he said, I cry at every movie if it's good.
If there's like, something.
It's a lot of tears.
If there's something there to pull at your heartstrings, it's going to get me every time.
So I was talking to the special, I don't want to say guest, but the special person that's coming in Monday on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And telling her that, that Rob is, because we haven't talked in a while, and I was telling her that Rob is still crying at animated movies and things like
sure.
that.
Sure. That's a major life update.
Mm-hmm. Some things never change.
He's still crying at movies. Yeah, that's going to be exciting. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So 50 Cent is working on a Diddy documentary for Netflix. And I think we knew about this a couple months ago, but now the deal is official. He's been pitching this movie. And one thing you learn is that if you cross 50 Cent, you have made an enemy for a lifetime. I mean, that guy does not quit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still going after Floyd Mayweather, and they had their argument like a decade ago. And he's on Twitter all the time. You could tell it's really him. That guy is just spending all of his time taking down people, and he seems to get a lot of enjoyment out of it. So
he was doing a documentary that was anti-Sean Combs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, before all this stuff blew up, he's been on Diddy's behind. Well, that's a terrible way to phrase it, but he has hated Diddy for a long time, and he's been shopping this thing around, and Netflix picks it up, so he's probably just beside himself with joy. So that is happening. And then Hurricane Helene is the top trending topic, a catastrophic storm set to make landfall in Florida later this afternoon, later in the evening. So bringing you know, tremendous amounts of rain and a high, I think a 16-foot storm surge is what they said. So evacuation orders in place. Your brother's down there, right, TJ?
Yeah. Yeah. He's good down there for a little vacation.
Yeah. He probably got a cheaper hotel.
He's like, I don't know how we got it so cheap.
Do you want to know the secret to Dolly Parton's macaroni and cheese? I'm going to tell you coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
I don't fully understand why Dolly Parton is now seen as some sort of cooking guru or some sort of chef. Why do we trust her opinions on food?
I don't picture her having cooked in, well, since the 70s.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I bet you, and she may. She may love it.
Maybe.
You know, she's from the hills. I don't know if y'all realize that. Dolly Parton is from the hills of Tennessee.
She's never said that.
No.
But I don't know. But it seems like we're being inundated with, like, Dolly Parton's cake mix. I'm like, does Dolly Parton know how to make a cake with those nails? She's not making any cakes.
Yeah.
I don't know. But there's an article out today and says, here's Dolly Parton's secret to the perfect macaroni and cheese. You want to take a guess what that is?
Cream cheese.
That's what I was going to guess, too.
Velveeta. I mean, it might as well be. Okay. That's your secret? I mean, she goes, I like to use little, I can't do a Dolly Parton accent, but I like to use little shredded cheese and Velveeta. It makes it super creamy.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got? I don't know.
Well, why even bother with the shredded cheese? Just use the Velveeta.
I don't know. I don't know that that's a culinary secret that I was itching to know. But TJ, you're the kind of the guy I would trust over Dolly Parton to make a good macaroni and cheese.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm a millennial. I like macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
If I never had another bowl of macaroni and cheese, I would be perfectly fine. I like it.
Me too.
But it's not going to kill me. Mm. So do you have a secret that you would be willing to share as we approach the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas? Everybody wants to make the perfect macaroni and cheese for their family. Do you have a secret that you could share?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Let me look. I've got several ways that I cook it, depending on the situation. So,
what a cryptic answer.
I know, but just give me a minute to look in my notes, because I keep notes of what I did and put together in this one, and it made it better. And you know, I keep it's nerdy, but I keep kind of a journal.
You keep a diary?
Yeah,
I keep a food diary.
I keep a diary.
Recipe
this
diary.
This is how I did it this time. And rate it and go, this is the dip, you know, whatever.
So when you sit down to type in your diary, when you write in your diary, are you doing this on your phone or are you sitting at your desk?
It's on my phone. I'm in the notes app.
So after dinner's over, after the dishes are washed, you sit down and you actually type it out. Like, here's what I did this time.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I'm using my own recipes and stuff for, you know, maybe my dream one day of having a cookbook or whatnot.
Yeah.
And I can't put other people's recipes in that.
Sure, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, the cookbook to sell for the church, of course.
Of course.
Not for my own personal profit and gain.
No, that's for the big man upstairs. Yeah. All right. Well.
But so, yeah, let me look at my notes and I can, because I want to come up with something really good.
Sure, sure, sure.
You know.
Just curious. So we've learned that Dolly Parton, her secret to macaroni and cheese is Velveeta, and TJ keeps a diary. That was jam-packed right there.
Oh, I do know one thing that I don't do on any of the mac and cheese is put breadcrumbs on it.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah. I don't do breadcrumbs or crushed crackers or
anything. Yeah, you know what this macaroni and cheese needs? Bread. No.
Stale bread.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
This is very exciting. Very exciting stuff happening on the TJ and Riggins show today. So there's this article going viral about Dolly Parton's secret to macaroni and cheese. Her secret is Velveeta. I don't know how much of a secret that is. It's pretty much the standard issue cheese you want for macaroni and cheese for a lot of people. But I said, TJ, what? He's the culinary expert. You know, the guy. So what is the secret to a great macaroni and cheese?
Well, and I really don't want to get blasted because so many mac and cheese recipes go around all the time. So many people, you know, claim mine's the best. Mm-hmm. You haven't had my macaroni and cheese. So some people may know about this and then go, that's not like you with the Velveeta. But I have found that using medium cheddar cheese makes a difference. And sour cream.
Sour cream.
Yep. And evaporated milk.
Okay. That's the stuff
instead of regular milk. Yeah. And you actually cook the pasta in the milk and, you know, with the cheeses and stuff together.
Okay.
And I usually use the mini shells, like the macaroni shells. And then always with everything in my house gets some amount of Cajun seasoning in it. Like Tony Sachery's or Slap Your Mama, something like that.
Okay. So take that with you. Disperse it. And the only thing, as you're telling me this stuff, I can only think, like, you've got all the perfect way to make macaroni cheese. And I think about Tech D Rob using that Fasta pasta thing to make macaroni and cheese more quickly in the microwave.
Right.
Yep. Like he needs a shortcut to make blue box macaroni and cheese. Unbelievable.
You just put it in the microwave and you forget about it. And you come back when it goes off. You're good.
Yeah. But I do like the crust on the top of the macaroni and cheese.
Sure.
So I'll pop it in the oven for a few minutes. But like I said, not breadcrumbs, not any type of crackers crumbled up or. Yeah. Corn flakes, whatever people put on top.
Corn flakes.
Yeah, a lot of people use corn flakes for breading and instead of breadcrumbs and things like that in different dishes.
Do you need to eat something to know it sucks? Like when you see cooking videos on the internet, can you look at something and be like, I just know that sucks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All the time. Some of the stuff that people are throwing in crock pots on the internet. Yeah. Just like, what are you doing? And now, is that to eat or is that to get rid of the fruit flies in your house? Because it looks like when you pull the lid off of that crock pot, people are going to be dropping of CO2 poisoning or whatever. Because that looks nasty.
Crock pot culture has gotten out of control.
Cream cheese.
Add a block of cream cheese in it, and then it's a recipe.
Yeah.
That's fun.
But I will suggest not using in your mac and cheese all mozzarella, because you'll end up with a big clump of cheese that somebody's going to have to do emergency surgery on to be edible.
Yeah. Forgot about that one.
Yeah, because my wife and daughter did that one time at Easter. They were in charge of the mac and cheese and wanted to know, hey, can you come see what's wrong with this? And I started stirring, and I was like, what? This is like mozzarella. It's gumming up like mozzarella. What kind of cheese is this? And they both said, well, I mean, we like mozzarella.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. On pizza, it's great.
So that was the time that it was Easter and fitting that I had to resurrect the mac and cheese.
Radio show podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you go download and subscribe to all of our podcasts and everything on Spotify, Apple, and the TJ Riggins app. Big time event going on Monday on the show, so you don't want to miss that. That's all we can say at this juncture.
Mm-hmm.
So, Riggins, what do you think America's greatest contribution to the culinary world is? What is the greatest American dish to you?
I don't know, because everybody's gonna be like, that's not from America. I would say, like, I don't even know, is the cheeseburger an American thing?
Yeah,
it is
American.
I would say the cheeseburger, iconic Americana.
Right.
And I love them.
Well, and when they were first invented, they called them hamburger sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm glad we shortened that up. Yeah.
Hamburgers. I would like to know if you would maybe accompany me and do me the honor of accompanying me to get a hamburger sandwich.
Yeah, I'd say hamburger.
Yeah. A lot of people would say hot dog.
Oh, or a hot dog.
But that's not American. That's German and Austrian.
Frankfurter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember World War II. I ain't participating in nothing German.
That's right.
Let me tell you that. I remember them days.
I'm calling them Freedom Winnies.
And pizza. That's a good one.
Pizza in America?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we perfected it.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, pizza is considered an American invention. from the Italian immigrants in New York. They didn't have pizza like that in Italy.
Okay.
Look it up.
I believe
it's not on this list, though, that they came out with. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich, apple pie, chili. That's a good one. Clam chowder. No, thanks. The Reuben. They said American food, not Yankee food. Getting Southerners going into a diner and going, I think I'll have the Reuben. You don't hear that.
Reuben. That's pastrami?
And rye bread, right? Pastrami and rye bread.
Or is it corned beef? One of them.
Yeah, it's pastrami.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Eggs Benedict, grits, that's a good one. Spaghetti and meatballs, and chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Are all of your Cajun dishes, were those invented here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Red beans and rice is on the list, gumbo, and nanner pudding.
Ooh. Ooh, banana pudding.
Yeah, it has to be on that list. Banana pudding is one of the greatest delicacies in the culinary world.
I had a banana pudding shake yesterday from Chick-fil-A.
Ooh. Really? Homemade?
Yeah, from Chick-fil-A. Yes, it's like homemade.
Hand spun. That's what they call hand spun.
I think so.
I had a hand spun milkshake, y'all.
Just a little something to get me through the week.
Uh-huh.
Banana pudding milkshake. Oh, my God. On a Wednesday.
Hey, getting ready for the holidays. Thanksgiving. You know it. Is it drinkable from the beginning, or you got to let it rest a little bit?
You got to let it rest.
Yeah.
Because it also has crushed up Nilla wafers in it. So you're like trying to suck that through a straw.
Oh, so good.
It was good. It was real good.
Damn.
Yeah. You know what I don't like? How many people have switched from the good old American vanilla wafers and the banana pudding to those little fancy shortbread cookie things, those Pepperidge Farm deals.
Ooh, I didn't know people were doing that.
That's why would they do that? Because it's un-American. That's why they're trying to tear us all down. It's China. China sent that over here. That recipe. Don't do it.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So Meta, the parent company of Facebook, has announced a new, smaller, more lightweight version of their AI glasses. We don't want them. What don't you get? Earth to Mark Zuckerberg. We don't want them. No one wants them. No one bought the first ones.
Yeah, they sold about seven pairs of those.
I think seven to be part of the metaverse. Like, I want a more in-depth experience when I'm on Facebook. Like, I really want to get in there and start talking to my aunt who I haven't seen in 20 years, like over with a headset on. Yeah. Nobody wants them.
I really, really want to be able to compliment her on how big her lemons are getting in Farmville.
Exactly. Like, what
is that still a thing? Farmville?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure people are still playing that, but like, they just don't get it. And they learn nothing from Apple's, experience with this headset, what do they call it? Apple Vision Pro that costs $3,500 that no one's buying. So I don't know what the point of this is, but we're tired of putting on headset. I'm not interested in putting on a headset.
It's never worked
because they never work. No. They think that they can condition you to do what they want you to do. So they want this to be successful. So they think that they carry enough clout and enough influence to make you want these ridiculous things, like the ones from Apple that show your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, they look ridiculous, even more so than regular VR glasses.
You can play with your kids with these on. Yeah, look like a total idiot. So those are trending. Meta is trending this morning. Diddy's lawyer says he's absolutely ready to testify in his case. He said, this guy's an innocent man. I mean, say what you want. I mean, he's had a wild life, but he is no criminal, and he's excited to testify. So he appears, Diddy's own lawyer appears in a TMZ documentary tonight. I don't know why his lawyer is talking. If I'm Diddy, I'm like, hey, man, I don't want you going on TMZ being part of a Tubi documentary. No offense. But I don't know. It's kind of a wild move for him. So he says he's going to testify.
Yeah. So let's see if that really comes to fruition.
We'll see.
If P. Puffy gets on the stand.
We shall see. Mm. Diddy, your time's up. But those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right. Not only do we have some great audio from the social medias, we have the wholesome piece of audio of the day. the wholesome spotlight of the day. It's a fellow that Riggins introduced us to, and we absolutely love him, and hopefully you will too. We'll do that next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Thank you for listening and watching and all you do. We appreciate your support so much. You have no idea how much we appreciate you. Now, for the stupid audio around the world, this is not necessarily stupid. This is a lady who makes good sense about the weather changing and all. Listen to her hot take about the cooler temperatures.
Sorry to break this news to you, but if you're like, I'm so excited, it's soup weather. I love soup. No, you don't. If you love soup, it's always soup weather. You are a poser. You might like soup, but you don't love it. You don't love it if you think there's a season for it. Get out of here. Get out of here. You're an amateur. Amateur hour.
And I kind of agree with her.
Yeah.
I think that if you like it, you like it.
You don't like soup. You're a poser.
So here is our wholesome audio of the day. This is a man that Riggins showed us just this week, I guess.
Yeah.
His name's Jeffrey Searles, and he lives in Dunn, North Carolina, and he runs a, it's a, what would you call it?
Like an interior design
kind of place. And he talks about his business in all of his posts, and this is just the latest one.
Hey, friends. Hope you guys are doing great. Guess what arrived today? More pumpkins. And why did we get more pumpkins? Because Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you get a free pumpkin with every purchase. We want to be the reason why you go home and decorate. Come see us Thursday and Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3. We are bubbling over with autumn fall decor. More has come in. My crew has made more. And guess what they're doing now? They are unboxing Christmas and pricing like you would not believe. So it won't be long before Ho 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 is here. We hope that you guys are having a great day and find your joy.
I mean,
love that.
So yeah, basically, we just gave him a free commercial, but
yeah, we did, didn't we?
He makes us smile. We listen to whenever he posts, we watch it, and we all smile together because he's just got that aura about him.
It's a great Southern North Carolinian accent, and I think I don't know where he's from, but it's just a great Southern accent.
Well, he says Dunn, North Carolina, and that's what'd you say, an hour north of Fayetteville, North
Carolina? I think so. Yeah, I had to look it up. Mm-hmm. North Carolina pumpkins, like, it's just it's a good accent.
Yeah, it's really cool. So if you reach out to him or anything, make sure you tell him you heard it on this show, because maybe we could get some money out of it. Who knows?
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Do you live in one of the nicest places in America? Reader's Digest has put out their list of the nicest places in America. And this is always surprising, like what metric they use to decide what is the nicest place.
As far as being kind, that kind of nice, or you mean nice?
Pretty looking.
They mean like all encompassing, just nice places to live.
All right.
And some of these, okay, their number one spot, Provo, Utah. Uh-huh. They said, despite the alarming amount of suicides in young people, they're making strides to correct that issue, but they said the scenery is beautiful and the people are welcoming and friendly and neighborly. Mm-hmm. Provo, Utah.
Now, I see that.
I got family in Utah. There's something about Utahns that's weird. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something slightly left of center. I don't know what it is. It's the way they talk, the way they dress, the way they act. I don't know. But and I love them dearly, but there's just something a little off.
Like Mitt Romney.
Mittens. Mm-hmm. Come on. Strapping his dog to the roof of the car. That should have told you right there. No. Butte, Montana.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two. Butte. Mm-hmm. A lot of rich people move into Montana.
Uh-huh.
Horseshoe Beach, Florida. Don't know where that is.
I don't either.
But then here's where it gets a little squirrely. Fort Greene, Brooklyn, New York. No, one of the nicest places in America to live.
There's nothing nice in Brooklyn. We've seen all the movies and TV shows about it. There's nothing nice about Brooklyn.
No. Sex and the City, wasn't that in Brooklyn?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it because I'm a man.
Yeah. I think you got to consider the source on this article. I mean, it comes from the Today. Well, it comes from Reader's Digest, but Today put it out. What is the ultimate place to live? Is it in Florida still?
Are yeah, we
still
for me it is, yeah.
Even despite the Category 4 hurricane that's set to make landfall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they don't have state taxes. That's another great thing about Florida.
Okay.
Freedom.
Mm-hmm. You want to know where Rob's favorite place to live is?
Where?
Wherever he is right there at the moment. Because that boy ain't going nowhere.
I ain't leaving.
More next.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
I have a question. Do Mexicans call a jukebox a rockola? Because I saw a story today from Florida. There was a Mexican restaurant, and there was a dispute over a song that a guy played on the jukebox.
Yeah.
Did you see the story?
I did.
Yeah, and he said, the other guy said, hey, you're a poser. You're not a real Mexican if you're playing that song, that blanky kind of music. And then the guy pulled out a gun. They started exchanging gunfire, and one of them ended up El Dedo.
Yeah.
But the thing that I'm asking about is because of one of the witnesses that they interviewed on the news. He said, quote, oh, and he's a Mexican fella. He said, one of them played a song on the rockola, the machine, and the other guy was blanked off and said, you're not a real Mexican if you play that music, you know. So he called it a rockola, then called it the machine. So I'm just wondering if that's what they call a jukebox in old Mexico.
Is it that service where you can just do it from your phone? You can play music on the jukebox?
That's called Tap Tunes.
Tap Tunes, that's right.
But I think rockola might be a brand of jukebox.
Maybe. It's not capitalized in the story.
I don't know.
But I'm going to start calling it a rockola instead of a jukebox.
Yeah.
And I would rather people call it a rockola than a jute box. I think that would be less annoying.
It's just ignorance.
It is jukebox in Spanish.
Look at that.
Jukebox.
Rockola. See?
And we only learn about each other's culture when we ask questions.
That's right.
Important questions.
That's true.
And y'all know I always love learning a new Spanish word. See, I tell that to my fanaticos all the time. The TJ fanaticos. Love it, love it, love it. Because, you know, I'm one tough hombre. That's what I am.
He tough.
And everybody knows that. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to put some money in the rockola and dance. Till we come back next.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app.